So my scar is very tiny. I don't think I need the chair.
Put it on the chair.
And I got this scar actually exactly a year ago. I had just gotten a new bike, and it was an old bike with the shifting down low that you have to, like, take your hands off the handlebars and fumble around with this little tab. I didn't really know how to do it yet. And so I took a big spill on Charles. And I was lying in the middle of the street. I could see that, like, my arm was bleeding. There was a big rock in my hand. And this really nice guy came running over to me. It's like, young person. I was like, oh, cool, someone's going to help me. He was like, I just saw what happened, and I just wanted to see if your bike was okay. And then he proceeded. I was laying in the street. I didn't know then that my arm was totally broken and that I had, like, a pea-sized rock embedded in my palm. And he picked up my bike and carried my bike to safety. Started fiddling around with, like, the shifting and the brakes. And he was like, I think you're going to have to get this wheel trued up. Like, this might need to be adjusted, but I think the bike's going to be okay. And then he glanced down at me. He was like, you're fine, right? Right. And then he just walked away. I've always hoped that I would run into this person again and thank him for his help. So then a more helpful person came along and helped me call a roommate, took me to the hospital. And first my roommate tried to take the rock out of my hand, and that didn't go very well. It was mostly just her, like, chasing me around with tweezers. I was like, no, I'm not ready. So I went to the ER, and the doctor was, like, basically my age, but I was like, okay, I trust you, it's going to be fine. And she was like, all right, I'm going to just numb your hand because it's going to hurt a lot to take it out, and we might have to root around in there because she couldn't see the rock at all. So I was like, all right, I'm ready. So she goes to numb my hand, and she hit a nerve right next to it, and I did not even know that something could be so painful. And I didn't watch this because I didn't want to look at it, but what happened is all of the muscles in my hand tensed up and ejected this rock right into the physician assistant's hand. And this, like, 25-year-old doctor was just like, wow, I've never seen that happen before. So she let me keep the rock, and actually after that she recused herself from cleaning out my hand and dealing with the stitches and all of the other things involved. I think she knew that she had committed minor medical malpractice, probably, by hitting the nerve. But she let me keep the stone, and I still have my scar, so. Yeah.